This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, I have on the telephone Pastor Henry Wright. He's pastor of Pleasant Valley Church in Thomaston, Georgia. And we're raising so many issues. We were talking yesterday, Henry, about iniquities or generational curses. And most Christians would say, I don't have these things. Yet, unfortunately, we know better. In our churches, there are people that are molesting their children, that have problems with anger, with bitterness, with all of these things, and many of them are generational. What can someone do that recognizes he has a generational curse? And I have to tell you, most people are so ignorant of this area, so ignorant of demons, they're not even aware that it's a curse, they think it's them.
Well, unfortunately, this produces much disease, because when we become one with sin as if it were us, we err. I may have a disease, but I'm not a disease. I may have participated with sin, but I am not sin. I'm a human being. And I'm not part of that kingdom that was judged by the Lord and before Adam under the rulership of Lucifer. So the issue is this, is that the first thing to do is recognize, this is a great power of this teaching on separation. I begin to recognize that those things that were my father and my grandfather and my great-grandfather, that I also see that are now in my children or my grandchildren, are things, we call them personality characteristics. Well, that's a psychological mumbo-jumbo, and, well, they just need to have a renewing of the mind. True, you do need to have a renewing of the mind, but you cannot have a renewing of the mind if you do not deal with the feeder coming in that's been causing that thing to work in the generations. And so we must recognize that it is not us. Paul said this in Romans chapter 7. He said, when I do this evil that I wish I wouldn't do, and there are those in Christianity who say that Romans 7:15 to the end of the chapter is about Paul writing about himself before he was converted. You have to really stretch that one. If you go back and read 7:15 to the end of the chapter, you'll find very clearly this is a born-again believer talking about his personal life, his personal battles, and his victories and his bondages. And in it is a clear statement. He said, when I do this evil that I wish I would not do, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells, doesn't say outside, doesn't say on the tree, it says dwells within me. Then he says something else in Romans. He said, I have in my members two laws. I have the law of God, and I have the law of sin. And right here, let's give an example. If a person is following rage, or lust, or bitterness, or accusation, or guilt, or self-hatred, they're following the law of sin, which is in their members. They're not following the law of God. And if they become one with it as if it were them, no wonder we have so many diseases, because they say, well, that's just the way I am.
If someone has entertained the sin, whether generationally or what have you, or the demon of self-hatred, what kind of diseases does that open the door for?
Well, for example, most of your autoimmune diseases are coming out of self-hatred and self-rejection and guilt. You have, like we talked about, high blood pressure this week coming out of taking thought for tomorrow, which is a fear anxiety disorder. And so the body, see, when they listen to the voice of the serpent and that kingdom that spoke to the serpent, it says in Romans that death came by sin. Well, first came was spiritual death, then comes physical death. separation from God, and then we have physical death. But the first thing a person must do is be able to recognize that these feelings, these thoughts may not or probably are not even them that they become one with.
And you know, so few real believers, I mean mature believers, understand what just came out of your mouth.
They don't understand it because they've not been taught separation. They've not been taught what Jesus taught in Mark 7. He said, it's evil thoughts come from within, out of the heart of man. That's what defiles the man. Paul taught the very same thing in Romans chapter 7. That's what Adam and Eve experienced in the garden. Didn't understand it either. Mankind has never understood the action and the meaning of Ephesians chapter 6, even to this recording and to this audience that's listening to you and I talk today. If I did not know this, if I did not see it from the Word, if I did not see it in a practical application, I could not get anyone free. Because how could I get them free except for a miraculous work of God? That's why we're having such success in disease, because I began in ministry where prayer wasn't even working. And I began to see that behind these diseases, somebody, an individual, was participating with sin, and they had been participating with it in a generation. So what do you do about all this, man?
That's what I was going to say. Okay, first of all, you recognize, and I say the biggest benefit I had in going to your seminar is all of a sudden this opened up to me. I began recognizing these things. Once you recognize that you're participating with fear, what do you do about it?
Well, first of all, you've got to recognize, as Paul taught in Romans chapter 6, he said that we should not serve sin, and the body of sin might be destroyed because of our obedience and appropriating what the cross represents. On over here in Romans chapter 6, it says that you should yield yourselves to God, and your members as instruments of righteousness, not yield you your members unto unrighteousness, unto sin. So if I recognize that this rage that overtakes me that was in my father and grandfather, that's in my son and my grandchildren already now, I recognize it. I recognize that it's not me.
It's easy to see these things if you look at your parents or you look at your children.
Oh, it's not hard to find it. If we'll be honest with ourselves, we'll see it and understand it. And we say, wait a minute, that's not me. That's not my heart. See, Paul said in Romans 7, I with my heart, with my mind, I serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So in my heart, I want to serve God, the Spirit of God bearing witness that I must be sanctified, I must be purged, I must be changed, I must be converted in this area of my life as a believer. But I can't be converted if I think it's me. Because I become one with sin. So I begin to separate. And as I recognize that this rage and anger is not me, I hate it, I dislike it, I don't want it, I hate it in my father, I hate it in my children. And you begin to recognize. Then you begin to take responsibility before God. See, that's what King David did. When he was confronted with his participation with sin, he took responsibility with God against you and against you. Oh, alone, oh Lord, have I committed this sin? And then you begin to repent. And say, God, I'm sorry that I have been participating with sin. I'm sorry that I have been establishing sin in the earth through me, even as a believer. And you ask God to forgive you. And then from that, you receive your forgiveness and you move ahead to begin to renounce what this represents in your life. Now, even if we deal with the spiritual aspect, Sid, we must still have the renewing of the mind. See, if there is a pathway from spirit to soul that we become one with, you see, that's why Hebrews 4:12 is so incredibly important here. The Word of God is able to separate soul from the spirit. Even if we recognize, even if we deal with a spiritual root of the spirit of fear and remove it, it has taught us in our long-term memory. I'll tell you how it works. If fear has been part of you, if rage and anger has been part of you all of your life, even if there is a spiritual aspect that you've been delivered from, through long-term memory, there's an aspect of long-term memory involving protein synthesis in which the thought becomes permanently part of your brain cells or your biology.
So what you're saying is deliverance without discipleship spells disaster.
Exactly. Exactly. See, that's why the word says go into all the world, make disciples. It doesn't say get them delivered first. It says make disciples out of all men.
And we think all we have to do is say a little prayer with Billy.
Well, I wish it were that simple, but I found as a pastor and a person that God is using to set thousands free, it's not that simplistic. There is a battle for mankind's lives, and that battle is real, and there's a kingdom that's real, that we're acting like we're immune to.
Okay, so what do we do about these things that are fossilized in our long-term memory?
Well, first of all, the same way that the enemy taught you to be afraid or to be a rageaholic is the same way the Holy Spirit teaches you through your mind being renewed by the washing of the water of the Word. See, like in fear, for example, if I'd been bound by fear and had high blood pressure, I recognized I'd been bound by a spirit of fear. I'd become one with it in my soul. The disease, high blood pressure, was the byproduct of it. And then I become converted in that, and I become understanding. So I understand from Timothy that God has not given me the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So when fear comes up in my memory, forget, it's not even sin anymore. It's just me now. I have a renewing of the mind. When fear comes up, the Word of God, the Spirit of God says, wait a minute, that fear is not you. That fear is from is how the enemy trained your mind to think like this. Now, what did I say about fear? You've not given me a spirit of fear, Lord. You delivered me from my fears. And so as you begin to meditate on what God has said, then the superiority of God's Word, anointed by the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, begins to make the thoughts of rage and anger and fear inferior to the superiority of the mind of Christ. And there's how you become an overcomer in the renewing of the mind. Now, the beautiful byproduct of this whole process, Sid, is the healing of disease and the prevention of it.
Henry, I'm so sorry. We're out of time. Ms. Bucha, you need these two audio cassettes on separation. For a donation of $15 or more, Henry, please pray for our mishpacha.
If you're out there, been listening this week, and you become one with sin as if it were you, this is your day to be free, discerning good and evil. Would you pray with me? Father, I didn't know this. I had become one with sin as if it were me. Father, I recognize my participation with sin. I take responsibility, and you can put that right into your own thought processes in this prayer. I repent to you, God, and I receive my forgiveness. Now, Father, as I begin to meditate on your word about the good things you have said about who I am, as a work of the Holy Spirit, please let my mind be renewed, that I can walk out of this way of thinking and have the mind of Christ and walk into my freedom. And I thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Now, Ms. Bucha, there's no way you can put this all together just by listening to our brief discussion. You need his two audio cassettes where he teaches on Romans 7 and teaches about separation. Henry considers this his foundational teaching. I'm telling you that it's the missing link, so to speak, in your battle against the devil. We're making these two audio cassettes available for a donation of $15 or more. I really urge you to call or write today for the audio cassettes called Separation, where you'll understand for the first time that you are not evil. You're entertaining the evil. We're making it available for a donation of $15 or more. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzi, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.